would have been 300,000 years for when let there be light happen. So for all this time, another 70 years equivalent, right? The wavelength is stretching, and now it's at 3 feet. Well, guess what? Our eyes can't see a wave that's 3 feet. We hear it with our ears. The scientists at Bell Laboratory, are you ready for this? Heard the echo of when light first came into existence, and it gets even better. Have you ever been changing the radio and you hear static and it goes, K-k-k-k-k. Are you with me? Yes? 0.3% of that static is the echo of when light came into existence. You get to hear the light when God said, let there be light. Do you have cold chills? This is awesome. Awesome. Okay, now he could point that satellite anywhere in space and hear the echo of light because it went everywhere. What you see right there is the map of the universe using the echo of when light first came into existence. We've mapped the universe with it. It's called cosmic background radiation. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't God good? Amen. Amen. Awesome. Was it a good bird poop story? Yes, it was. Now, in science, this is called a singularity. It's when you can't explain it using any physical or chemical law. There's no mathematical equation to define it. I'll have students, I get to teach the Big Bang, and I'll have students raise their hand always every year. Somebody will say, Mrs. Lobb, where did the pearl come from? Mrs. Lobb, who made the pearl explode? Mrs. Lobb, really? How did we get all of the matter and all the energy just for you to come out of that little pearl? And I'll tell them, you're probably going to have to look outside of science to answer that question. So a singularity, remember that, is not explainable by science. But who claims to have accomplished all of this? God. God takes credit for all of it. So our takeaways, where do we have some intersections? In the beginning, God created. There was a moment when everything came into existence. Science is now confirming that. There was a moment when everything, time, space, matter, energy, came into existence. And that is a big deal. Second, there was a moment when light came into existence. Let there be light, and you and I can hear it every day at any time on the radio. Pretty cool. And then lastly, 17 times in the Bible, it says that space was expanding. God had it written in the Word of God 3,000 years ago that space was expanding. No worries, though. We just barely caught up 90 years ago. Like, oh, space is expanding. I know. So, a takeaway for us. The creative power that spoke energy, matter, space, and time into existence is the same creative power that makes you and I a new creation. Do you know what that speaks to me? God of the universe that made the stars, that made all the energy, space, time, matter. He's the same God that can do any work in our lives. There's nothing too hard, and there's nothing too big. And when you've hit those challenges, you can remind yourself, my God is the one that said, let there be light, and I can listen to it on the radio. He can take care of this problem. Guess what? He's big enough. Okay, there's number 10. There's the first evidence. We're going to do one more, and this is kind of a quick one. It's constants of the universe. This is like hot off the press. It's only been in the last 30 years that we've been getting this information, that we've come to discover these constants of the universe. Oh, and you're going, you'll hear me say this the entire weekend. You're going to love this. So we took one of our high power telescopes and we focused it in a teeny tiny section of the universe. It was literally as big as the eye of a needle. Okay, so tiny. And they just went as deep, and they kept that lens open. So just taking picture, deeper. This is literally what they saw. Every beautiful little bright spot, you ready for this? It's a galaxy. Those aren't stars. You know, the Milky Way galaxy, every single one of those is a galaxy. Beautiful. Here's another rendition of it. Another area, gorgeous, gorgeous. And that's just a tiny sliver of the universe, pictures from it. So here's what we've discovered. There's some debate, so I'm going to go conservative. There are 26 constants that define our universe. 26 constants that define our universe. One of them would be gravity. In fact, I'll show you a couple of them. Here's what's significant about them. They are excruciatingly precise. I mean, like, insanely precise. And I'm going to give you some examples of it. If any of those 26 constants were even slightly, I mean, like, teeny, teeny, tiny, I cannot stress how little, if they were changed, no life could exist. No life could exist anywhere in the universe. Who has Psalm? Did I give Psalm? I think I did. 19:1. Is that you, Penny? You're 48. Did I give Psalm 19:1 through 4 to anybody? I thought maybe I did. If I didn't, we'll read it. Okay, we'll read it. You have Proverbs? Okay, hold on to it. Oh, Proverbs? Was it? Is this? Will you please do Psalm? I wrote down the wrong P. Poetry. P, poetry, Psalm, and Proverbs. And you don't even say the P in Psalm. I'm sorry. We'll give you just a second to go there. Thank you. Oh, and enjoy. Every single one of these pictures are legit space pictures. None of these are artist renditions. Everything that you see on the PowerPoint, they are from space. Isn't that glorious? Look at that. The Heritage Hubble team coming up. I mean, isn't that beautiful what God made? Oh, I didn't say an artist. The ultimate artist. The ultimate artist made that. Do you have it, Tracy? Okay, go for it. Thank you.
God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. We see God created the universe, created the sky, and it brings glory to him. It points us to him. I want to point out three words: firmament, handiwork, and line. I have just a little summary here of their Hebrew words. Firmament means the sky. So when we're looking at the heaven, handiwork, God made all these beautiful pictures. Look at that, how gorgeous. God made all of those. He made all of those. And then line, I especially love this. If you look at the root Hebrew, it means cord for measuring. There is academic discussion that it's amazing that the universe is measurable. And it's also amazing where we are on planet Earth, we have like a bird's eye view. Like, it's almost like sitting on top of a mountain and looking out over a valley. That's how Earth is positioned in the universe. God made it so that the universe is measurable. And we found these 26 measurable constants that totally point to a designer. This Paul Davies from Arizona, I was talking to the leadership today. He's the gentleman. Look at this. Everyone agrees that the universe looks as if it was designed for life. He has admitted he was an atheist. Looking at the constants of the universe, he said, there's got to be something out there. He doesn't know what that something is, though. You and I know. You and I know that it's Jesus, that God created the universe. Here are just three examples of the 26 constants. The first one is the ratio of protons to electrons. So this is like me making German pancakes. The ratio is 1 cup of flour to 6 cups of eggs. There, 6 cups of eggs, 6 eggs. You're like, what kind of chemist is she? Yeah, it's fancy cooking chemistry, is what we call that. That's a lot of eggs. That's like, where's cute Hannah? Hannah, you're feeding a lot of people. You can try it out, okay? So that ratio is the same idea that we have a certain number of electrons to protons. Now, and that's for both the number and the mass. If we change that in 1 times 10 to the 37... I mean, you and I have never seen a number like this. If you put the number 1 and 37 zeros after it, if you change just one of those, you couldn't have any life. There would be no life in the universe. Ratio, the electromagnetic force to gravity, one, if you changed it, 1 in 40, 10 to the 40. Okay, here is an example for you. Wrap your brain around this. If we had a huge tape measure that went from one edge of the universe to the other edge of the universe, and the universe is like 96 trillion light years. I mean, insanely big, okay? So if we had a tape measure that went from one end to the other end, and this end is going to be our strongest force. That's going to be our strong nuclear force. And then over here we have our weakest force. Gravity would hit about right here, okay? Gravity for here on planet Earth. If we were to change the gravity by 2 inches, okay? A tape measure across the universe, and if we changed gravity by 2 inches, no life could exist. I mean, imagine a tape measure even going around the Earth. Imagine a tape measure going from here to the house, barn to the house, and you change that by 2 inches. Now you put it across the universe, change it by 2 inches, no life will exist. Excruciatingly precise. This last one, mass density of the universe. This is going to be how much matter per volume we have. And if you vary this in 1 times 10 to the 59, oh, look, inhabitable planet or galaxy. No life could exist. I want to give you an example of this one, okay? The 10 to the 37. This came from Hugh Ross. And does anybody ever watch Hugh Ross on YouTube? Yes, okay. This is his analogy. Okay, so what it means to have 1 times 10 to the 37. Let's get a lot of dimes. And we're going to cover all of North America, so the United States and Canada. We're going to cover it with dimes. And then we're going to start piling it high. We're going to have the dimes reach from the Earth all the way to the moon. Are you tracking with me? We have a lot of dimes. Well, now we're going to do that 1 billion times. We're going to do that on a billion planets. Now I'm going to take one dime and paint one of them red. I'm going to put it somewhere on one of those billion planets, and I'm going to say, go find the dime. If you could take that one dime out, take that one dime out somewhere out of those 1 billion with America, Canada covered, and then dimes from the Earth all the way to the moon. Take out one dime, no life could exist. Excruciatingly precise. Precise. What does this tell us? God who created the universe with great precision is the same God that created you and cares about the details of your life. The details of your life. Do you know what this also speaks to me? God went to all of this effort, set everything in true perfection. I mean, this is ultimate perfection. Why? So he could have you? So that you could live? So that you could exist? Why? He wants a relationship with you. He loves you. He did all of that. He created a universe so he could have a relationship with you. He cares about you. Your takeaway tonight, he loves you. He loves you. He created all of that beauty because he loves you and he wants a relationship with you. He cares about the details of your life and he's big enough to take care of you. Constants of the universe, origin of the universe, evidence for faith in God. All of these point us to there is a creator. The rest of our time together, we're going to continue on this journey. I have 8 more, and we're going to end with Jesus. We'll end with Jesus. I'm excited. Wow.